This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. When it comes to writing history or making history, timing is everything. I want to make you aware of a convergence of events and the timing that's really important right now. You see, the Democrats are trying to take away the firearms from the American people before they can install an authoritarian government regime, because they know they can't succeed with their planned tyranny until they take away the firearms from the people first. But the other event that may happen before any of this is economic collapse. So there's a global economic collapse on the way. It is inevitable. We're talking about a collapse of the dollar, a collapse of global banking systems, the debt cartels, you might call them. We're talking about a collapse of transactional capabilities among businesses. So imagine not being able to conduct business for some period of time because the banks don't work anymore. It's going to get bad. It's going to get ugly. And there will be a lot of deaths in the cities during this sort of reboot of society. Now, that's going to hurt Democrats very badly, because once the economic collapse takes place, if the Democrats are not in power, it's going to underscore in the minds of the American people the importance of self-reliance. People are going to say, gosh, I need my guns. Look at the total chaos of society here. Look at how the police are completely unable to assist with protecting us. Look at the gangs that are running loose in cities like Los Angeles and, you know, Chicago, which I guess happens on any day in Chicago, but it will get a lot worse during a collapse scenario. So the Democrats want, I'm talking about the leadership of the Democrats here, they want the people to be disarmed during this so that martial law can be declared and everybody can be controlled and then corralled into, you know, FEMA camps or cities that are very tightly controlled so that no one can go in or out without permission. And they certainly don't want the population to be armed during this time when the government is trying to assert authoritarian control over everything. So it's a race. And this is the point I'm trying to get across here in this podcast, is that it's a race to see what happens first. Now, in order to take away your guns, the Democrats and the globalists, like Obama, who's still very much an active operative, they are waging all kinds of false flag shootings. Now, false flag shooting, by the way, just in terms of the definition, it's a real event. There's real violence, but the narrative is faked. They try to claim that it's a lone shooter when it's in fact a tactical team, sometimes run by the FBI, sometimes run by maybe the CIA or other groups. And they do this all over the world, by the way. This is not limited to America. In fact, they've perfected these skills in Central and South America over the years. They're just applying those skills to the United States of America now. In any case, they're going to wage a lot more false flags. They're going to have a lot more shootings, a lot of people killed. And they're going to use those events, as they have been doing, to demand that you give up your guns. And of course, the American people are not stupid, or at least half of them are not, and they're not going to give up their guns. They're not going to go along with this scheme. The people are going to keep their guns, and they're going to need them when this breakdown happens. So the Democrats are hoping that they can achieve this false flag anti-gun hysteria before things really fall into a SHTF scenario, you know, when it all hits the fan. Because once it hits the fan, by the way, everybody becomes a conservative in a way. Everybody, you know, when a collapse happens, everybody realizes the government can't save us. Everybody realizes we need to get our own food. We need to protect our own resources here. We need to defend ourselves. We need to be our own police. We need to engage in barter and trade, which makes you a free market person. You know, just the whole idea of barter is a free market idea. So when bad things happen, people lose faith in the system. when people lose faith in the system, they stop becoming blind Democrats who just, you know, blindly vote for more authoritarian government. And so a collapse will be kind of a reboot process, but also a weeding out type of process, where not only will the weakest members of society perish, but those members of society whose beliefs are not aligned with reality, i.e., people who are leftists and Democrats, they will either have to realign their beliefs or they will perish as well. You know, through starvation or violence or disease or economic collapse affecting them in other ways. So a collapse event is, it's kind of like a brush fire in a forest. You know, when a forest gets overgrown with too many, you know, too much brush and just there's too much stuff growing. It's not very clean. It's just overgrown. And then a lightning strike happens and then there's a brush fire. Well, that is a clean out type of event for a forest. And from that, the forest actually becomes healthier and the forest has renewed vigor and it, you know, it comes back strong and it comes back with healthier trees and more sunlight reaching the forest floor and the seeds are released to grow new trees. Forest fires are actually required in, you know, pine forests, for example, to release the seeds because the seeds are held in the pine cones with a type of kind of a wax. It's not really a wax, but it's kind of like a tree wax. And the fires melt that wax and release the seeds. Well, our society today is overgrown with liberalism. It's overgrown with a toxic mentality that is not sustainable. And when the collapse comes, there are going to be massive changes in the way people think and the way people behave in order to survive. So the Democrats want your guns before that event happens because they know once that event happens, people will no longer support liberalism. So think about that. It's a convergence of events. It is happening. This is coming. It's inevitable. And you know, you should be prepared for it as much as you can be. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. You can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. And you can also, of course, read my website, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening and thank you for your ongoing support. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.